Welcome to the Hilltop United Methodist Church podcast. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.
Last week, we reflected on the fact that the words that were given to us for that day were words of healing in troubled times. It reminded us to reach out to those that are different than us, foreign from us, and to understand the scandalous nature of how Jesus calls us to be different than the world would be. This passage today that Leanne read to us is got some parts there that we may not always exactly understand. For example, it says, at that time. What does that possibly mean? You have to sort of look back one sentence. And Jesus has just said that for those who are first, some will be last, and some who are last shall be first. But do the Pharisees seem to understand that? No, they do not. They enter into this observation about fear. They focus on this idea of fear. Jesus, you have some things to be afraid of from King Herod, and you need to skedaddle. You need to get on out of here because you are in danger. And Jesus will have none of it. He will have none of it. He will instead stay focused on his task, the task that he was given on the Transfiguration Sunday, the Sunday that he understands, that task on that mountaintop, that he knows where his purpose is, why his purpose is. We, this morning, stand between communion and offering, this celebration of being one with Christ in the world, but at the same time offering ourselves. Jesus, at that particular moment, stood between also two important moments. One is that mountaintop experience where he goes to that mountaintop and he gets his charge. He's blessed. He is sent on his way to Jerusalem. In the Ash Wednesday, we focused on his journeying across the Samaritan desert. And last week, we focused on how he is focused on his purpose of making it to Jerusalem. And what is his purpose at Jerusalem? His purpose at Jerusalem is remembered here with this cross. He is going to Jerusalem in order to die. But he doesn't shirk from that. We invited ourselves on this Lenten journey to see where we might have been on Transfiguration Sunday, at some kind of place. And wherever that was, we've been invited to make ourselves perhaps a little vulnerable. So we stand here this Sunday between Transfiguration and Holy Friday. We stand here on this day between communion and offering. We stand here on this day between fixed in who we are and openness to the idea of vulnerability and making ourselves open. And Jesus will demonstrate to us his vulnerability in this passage. He will, after he has this confrontation with the Pharisees, he will then stop and reflect. He knows he's on his way to Jerusalem, but he will then offer this poignant, this moment where he will, you can hear his pain. 1 Peter 2, where we're told that Jesus came to be with us in human form so that he and we could be in relationship. Almost all of Hebrews, the epistle of Hebrews, is about this very topic. This is the fact that Jesus does indeed come to us in human form so that he can understand and we can understand what it looks like to be a human in the world has been blessed by God. We often commit the sin of the first century. The first century had sometimes two flawed ideas of who Jesus was. One was that he was the adoptive son of God. He was born entirely human, and he comes to be part of God's family by adoption. That was ruled very early on, a heresy by the early church. But there was another heresy that was ruled by the early church, which had to do with understanding that Jesus was indeed entirely human, not only entirely divine. I've commented multiple times that the algebra doesn't work. 100% divine plus 100% human gets to Jesus. And you might sit there and say, that's impossible, but that's the nature of how God works. It is impossible, but that's the way it is. But this passage offers us a wonderful insight into the humanness of Jesus. Can you hear the pain? Can you hear the pain that he's offering? Jerusalem, Jerusalem. He is clearly in pain as he lifts that up. Why is he in pain? Because he's anticipating the rejection that will go on there. He knows that when he gets to Jerusalem, there's going to be a body of rejection that's going to remind him of the fact that they don't buy in to his ministry. And what does he say? What does he say? He says, I'm going to want to love you anyway. I'm going to want to put my arms out as a parent, as a loving hen that's going to wrap my arms around these children. Can you hear the voice of love, human love in that? Fantastic, isn't it? It's this idea, this image that Jesus wants us to live with. So he starts off with pain. And what's his response to that pain? Love. Love. And then you move to this final section there, which is out of Psalm 118. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And he reminds them, he's going to find solace in that. He's going to find comfort in those ancient words. He's going to do an appropriate nostalgia. There's inappropriate nostalgia. I will say to you, one of the inappropriate nostalgia sometimes is, we offer one as an example with the choir. Roberta has to sometimes hear about the fact that there was at one time in the church life here, there was 72 people in the choir. The loft seats about 45. Okay? And so it's this flawed nostalgia of the way things were in the good old days. But Jesus instead offers here some nostalgia back to this memory by calling up Psalm 118. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He goes back to that and brings that ancient word, that ancient nostalgia into the now. And why? To anticipate his own entry into Jerusalem on that Palm Passion Sunday that we'll celebrate. Now, you may ask yourself the question, what is this passage say to us today? It talks to us in our very humanness. It talks to us in our very humanness of how it is that we are to be Jesus in the world. This being Jesus in the world understands that, number one, that when somebody tries to scare us out of where it is that we're being carried and where it is that God is carrying our purpose, Jesus says, no, you've got to stay focused on your purpose. Jesus stayed focused on his, and he's going on to sacrifice himself for us, and that is lesson number one for us. Lesson number one is to keep focused on our purpose, not to let fear define us, whatever it's given to us by Herod or bankers or insurance salesmen or whatever it is they may be. The second element there for us is how to understand the pain of rejection. Understand how that pain of rejection, how does Jesus respond to that? With love. With love and grace. He responds to it with love and grace, and he pours out that he would hope that what would happen in this anticipated rejection that he's going to get in Jerusalem is to love them anyway. To love them anyway. And that's what he's going to go about doing. And Jesus does love them anyway. Finally, we come back to this idea of reminding ourselves that nostalgia can be something that can cripple us. It can keep us locked in the past. But that's not what happens here with Jesus. Jesus uses his nostalgia to fall back on the words of Psalm 118 and remind him who it is that he is. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. He comes in the name of the Lord. We come in the name of the Lord on so many occasions. That's part of our humanness that's been blessed by the divine. We're called to send that out into the world. Not defined by fear, not defined by the pain of rejection, but rather to focus on this idea in our humanness of understanding Jesus and his humanness and how it is that he draws the past into the present in anticipation of a changed future. That's the message for us today, is that on this day when we stand between communion and offering, when we stand between our old selves and vulnerability, when we stand between the transfiguration and the cross, Where are we and what's going on? Where is it that you might need to be made vulnerable? Where is it that you might need to understand that you need to stay focused on your purpose? Where is it that pain is coming into your life and you need to respond instead in love? And where is it in your life that you need to anchor yourself back in the words of the Lord and find the passage that speaks to you from the past in your present in anticipation of a changed future? That's the Lenten journey for each of us, is to make ourselves open to God's Word, make ourselves open to God's Word in such a way that when we get to Jerusalem, we know why we're there and how that purpose is going to be part of changing the world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all of God's children say,
Amen. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.